It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Shelby Erickson. She's the Water Conservation Section Manager for the Utah Department of Water Resources. And, you know, with us heading into the fall months, I thought it was great to get somebody in to kind of say, you know what, this is what we did this summer when it came to water conservation. And, you know, in the heading into the cooler months, what things can we do to kind of dial back our water usage and still kind of keep that up all the way through the fall and the winter? So, Shelby, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Yeah, how are you, Dave?
I'm doing well also. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, I appreciate this too.
So I think let's start off a little bit with things that are going on here close to us. And you wanted to talk for a moment about some of the things that Price did and Price City and USU Eastern did, kind of partnering with you guys up there at the Department of Water Resources to kind of dial back water usage and some of the things that they made possible and kind of some of the tweaks that they did around town.
Yeah, definitely. So this past May, we partnered with Price City, and they participated in our second year of Flip Blitz. And Flip Blitz is a campaign that aims to raise awareness on how small landscape changes can make a big difference. And so we partnered with Price City to remove some grass from park strips that was not being used. Price USU Eastern removed 6,000 square feet, and the Price City Fire Department and Museum removed 5,256 square feet. So that's a total of just over 11,000 square feet of grass. And these are a great visual representation to the community of how some water-wise landscaping can work, and taking grass out of areas that you don't need it and replacing it with drip irrigation and plants that's still beautiful but that saves water. And just to give you an idea, removing lawn from your residential park strip is estimated to save anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 gallons of water each year. And what Price removed is bigger than your standard residential park strip. So we can expect some greater water savings from that project alone.
And I remember when they did that project, they did some work down there around like the fire station where they took out the grass and kind of replaced that strip there and those kind of things. And they had actually the whole community kind of came out and did that.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, the turnout was great. We were so impressed with everything that happened in Price and just the community involvement that we saw, the interest in the city in saving water and in taking on this project. It was really inspiring to see.
So that was talking about what we've done here and some of the things that the area they've done here. How did we do coming out of these summer months? How have we done as a state on conserving water?
Yeah, so I mean, despite our recent monsoons, we still are in drought. But we have seen some decreased water use throughout the state. For example, Salt Lake Public Utilities is reporting a 2.5 billion gallon total reduction. We're also seeing that areas in Washington County have used less water despite having an increase in the amount of connections. So, I mean, statewide, we have been seeing a decrease in water use throughout the summer. And we're so proud of our Utahns for taking action and doing what they can in this drought, because we don't know how long this is going to last. So it's really important to look for ways to save water, because these small changes really add up to a big result when done by large groups of people.
And the other thing that we've talked about too is the fact that there are, you know, we're down as far as water is concerned, as far as the level is concerned. We've been in a drought now for I don't know how many years, but what kind of, you know, we always talk about what kind of winter are we going to need to have to just even get back to zero? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, I mean, we would need a really good above average winter, probably more, you know, more like a few of those above average winters. With how the past couple of winters have been going, we would be very happy to see an average winter and not to see it to be in worse shape. The good news about our reservoirs is some of those are multi-year reservoirs, and so that's why we have them, is for for times when we don't receive as much snow and we don't have as much runoff. But again, we don't know how long this is going to last, so that's why it's so important to be making changes now and planning for the future to set us up for better success, no matter what happens as far as snowpack goes. But yes, to answer your question, we would definitely need an above average snowpack year, probably at least a couple of years to bring us back up to where we were before this drought.
And the other part of that is nobody has a crystal ball to see if that's even coming. That I think is probably the toughest part of trying to decipher this and kind of crack the code, so to speak.
Oh, definitely. A crystal ball would be very nice. But I mean, we're working with what we've got, and I mean, there are projections that come out, you know, as far as what our winter is projected to look at. But it is just really important to just be planning and making sure that we're not being reliant on a phenomenal year, because we don't know when or if that's going to happen.
And the other thing, too, before we let you go, that I wanted to talk about is, you know, what kind of things can people, now that we're heading into the fall and winter months, what kind of things can people do around the house and even inside the house to maybe curtail water usage a little bit? Just to, you know, every little bit helps. We talk about that all the time. So are there some hints or tips that people could use around their home to kind of turn the tide there a little bit and kind of shut the water off a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. When it comes to homes, it's really important to be looking at what you're doing outside in your yard, just because running your sprinklers can use a lot of water. So just make sure that you're not overwatering your grass. We put out a weekly lawn watering guide that comes out every Friday for the upcoming week, and that can be found at slowtheflow.org. And so that will have a recommendation of how many times to water that week. And as we're getting into these fall months, I know that this weekend is looking pretty warm, but once our temperatures do start dropping, we will be changing those recommendations to be recommending less waterings. And so dialing that back in September, making sure that you're not overwatering the spring and fall months are just really important, because that's where we have, you know, falling temperatures or we have some rain. And so those are great times to be saving water outside. As far as other tips, just checking for leaks, making sure you don't have any, you know, geysers going off in your yard from your sprinkler system. We also have rebates on UtahWaterSavers.com for smart irrigation controllers, and also for toilets. So replacing old water-wasting toilets with WaterSense-labeled ones is a great indoor water saver. And then there's also just some standard ones. I know that with technology, some of our dishwashers and washing machines have improved. But just to make sure, if you have a washer that fills all the way up, you know, when you're running it, make sure that you're running full loads, and same with the dishwasher. But I would also just really encourage the focus on the outdoors, because that's where there are a lot more measurable savings when it comes to outdoor watering.
All right, Shelby Erickson with the Utah Department of Water Resources. Have you guys got these on, like, your website that you can go check that out and all that good stuff?
Yeah, if you go to slowtheflow.org, we have a bunch of water conservation tips, as well as links out to rebates, that weekly lawn watering guide that I've talked about, and that's also posted weekly on our Facebook page. You can see that every Friday. So I would definitely encourage everyone to check out slowtheflow.org to look for those, you know, tips on how to save water indoors and outdoors, because these small actions can really add up and can contribute to a better water supply for our future.
Okay, Shelby Erickson, Water Conservation Section Manager, once again with the Utah Department of Water Resources. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks so much, Steven. Thank you to everybody for all you are doing to save water. So we really appreciate all of the actions that we've seen taken in Utah.
Very good. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.